20 years ago, in many parts of the world, students left their classrooms to march in political demonstrations. The Year of the Barricades is a new book by British writer David Cote that analyzes the rebellions of 1968. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
David Cote is one of those busy English journalist historians whose essential subject is the romance of the 20th century with violent revolution. On the road and in the library, he wants to know why the left went wrong. His books include The Great Fear on the domestic anti-communist campaign under Truman and Ike, The Fellow Travelers on Western intellectuals whose sympathies with Marxism brought them nothing but grief, and Under the Skin on Civil War in Rhodesia. Now, like John Cameron Swayze hopscotching the world for headlines in the early days of American TV, he goes everywhere in the bloody year of 1968. And everywhere, in the affluent West, the Third World, and the Communist Bloc, the students are revolting. They are revolting in the United States, of course, at Columbia and Cornell and the Democratic Convention in Chicago, in Paris and Nanterre, at the London School of Economics, in Rome and Berlin and Madrid, but also in Tokyo and Mexico City, Warsaw and Prague, and as far away as Red Guard China. And Cote doesn't even mention Islam. Obviously, not all of these students are dupes of the Comintern, or agents of the CIA, or fundamentalist nuts. They aren't all revolting because of Vietnam, or because they feel alienated in technocratic societies and post-scarcity economies, or because their parents, with one eye on Sigmund Freud and the other on Dr. Spock, pampered them too permissively, or because Chairman Mao wanted to get his jollies. In fact, the biggest disappointment of the Year of the Barricades is that Cote can't really find a single explanation for this multiplicity of insurrections. To be sure, there was something Oedipal about them everywhere. Kill the fathers, abolish the past, pull down established authority. But why were authorities so various, all called simultaneously into question? Cote speaks just once of the epidemic factor, by which he means everybody seeing everybody else doing the same thing on television at the same time, and revolution as contagious, like rock music. But he's far more interested in exploring in detail the kinky side of the barricades, the sex and drugs of the yippies, the violent macho fantasies of SDS and the Red Brigades, the fevered idea-mongering and peculiar choreography of French and Japanese protest. All this fascinates, especially Prague, to which Cote himself was a witness. I was a witness myself to many of the American events, and he gets them right. If he makes too much of the media brats of these movements, he's surely correct to emphasize the rise of feminism and the damage done to the American left by the split-up of blacks and whites and the betrayal of student idealism by established communist parties east and west and the insufficiency of Third World revolutions and their icons as models for Western dissent. These children wanted a meaning to their lives, and they wanted it immediately. Their failure to get it depresses Cote. But aren't they still nibbling at it, around the margins of the profit motive, grown up to modesty, patience, and cunning in exile? Surely the 80s greedheads with their red suspenders won't last forever.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed The Year of the Barricades by David Cote.